Hey guys, it's Demora,
joined by Danielle,
and welcome back to Tea with Double D, where we talk about everything life, love, and today, the black, I can't spell either, the black female image. So, just so you don't miss out on new episodes, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. But first order of business, drinks!
Yes!
So what's we actually,
your mug?
What's in my mug? Okay, so I went running today and I'm a little tired, I'm not gonna lie, so I needed caffeine because I can't consume regular coffee. It just gives me bubbly guts. So,
ew.
I'm sorry, TMI. But, yeah, so I'm drinking black tea right now by Brulala Tea.
Okay, right. And I needed something stronger than tea today because I've just been incredibly exhausted and I don't know why. Because I'm not doing anything all day, but it's cool. But so I'm drinking some coffee straight out. Cafe Bustelo. I hear you, girl. Yes. Delicious.
And I'm healthier. It's cool. And our guest is drinking. What are we drinking today, Bert?
Bertram Knight here, and I am drinking some chai tea with a little hint of something stronger to get my day going.
I love that.
Yeah, a little sweetness. Yes, see, I love how everybody that comes on here does what I just want to do all the time, which is put alcohol in our tea.
Why haven't
but
we
the
done
I did. The last time I did, people judged my tea because I put rum babaku, the Haitian rum that's good for the soul, in our tea, and I got judged. But
no, it's
okay.
Because you mixed it with a nasty tea. That's why.
But like I said, we don't just have new tea. We also have a new guest.
Yes.
So we'd like to officially introduce our guest, Bertram Knight. I would like to say I've never been happier than today to say I answered my DMs 2 years ago to a guy that told me that he liked the color of my hair. That's the first time I've been happy to answer a direct message in my entirety. Bertram is not only a photographer, but an artist that I believe that is ready to revolutionize the human perception of the world, especially as it pertains to black beauty with his work.
Yes, and his focus, motivated to bridge a gap between generations of the past and present, Knight's photographs depict traditional aspects of black culture while weaving in more contemporary forms of expression as well. His mantra, "What's Your Story?" challenges viewers to embrace and cherish their experiences. We are excited to have him join us today to discuss the divine beauty of black women.
And that's my favorite topic.
Yes!
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I actually feel like I'm fortunate enough to live in a time where black beauty is recognized, maybe not praised to the level that it should be, but at least it's recognized. Maybe sometimes a little too recognized in terms of when people appropriate it for personal gain.
Or clout, or
whatever the need is there. Mm-hmm. But at least I feel like there are more people who reach for discussing black beauty or even appreciating it and showing it in the world.
Yes.
Now we have a photographer here that if you know black beauty, you should know his photography at this point.
Energy.
Energy. Now I have to say, Bert, why do you choose black subjects?
I think early on, it's something that's been ingrained in me from a child. My family was always big on, culture and pride within ourselves from my immediate family, including my parents, who would take me to church every Sunday. We practically lived there, to my grandmother and aunt and uncle, who would pretty much expose me to so many different types of things in our culture that really spoke to who we were. So I think from a young kid, I was really forced in a way to just bathe in everything that was beautiful and artistic about us. And then growing up, it was just, how can I further immerse myself in it? So I was an athlete early on. And even during then, I always wanted to know the other black athletes. So when I was running events in track, when they were world leaders, I'm like, okay, where's the black world leader? So for me, representation has always been key, because why aspire to be like others who can't really connect to you when we have examples of ourselves? So when I became an artist, it just made sense to communicate our plight to others, to celebrate our struggles, our beauties, because if we don't do it, who will?
I love that. I love yes. That. That's amazing. And then I did say earlier, like, I've never been happier to answer DMs in my life.
Yeah.
It's because I met this wonderful soul 2 years ago on Instagram. He said, oh, I love your hair. I had purple hair at the time. Purple hair, rest in peace. I miss you so much.
Bring it back. Bring
I will
it back.
Be back. I know. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was going to meet with you, mm-hmm. my family was just like, you're going where to meet who? Wearing what? And I said, no, he shot my friend. Mm-hmm. He's completely normal. He doesn't seem like a psycho. He FaceTimed me, which was like, whoa, I didn't even know him. He FaceTimed me and he seemed like genuine mm-hmm. about his craft. It wasn't mm-hmm. very, I didn't feel like I was in danger. Oh, and boy. Then when I go to the shoot, I had a bodyguard, my friend Cyan.
Oh, she was ready.
She was ready to fight.
She always is, girl.
But then she was ready to take pictures, too. So, so I had my friend with me, and I have to say, I have never felt safer to have my picture mm-hmm. taken by someone. But I also felt beautiful, because mm-hmm. I have to take... He knows me, and I'm nervous. I'm a nervous person.
You are.
And I took those pictures, I got the final product, and I was like, oh, damn. Okay. He knows a few things. But it wasn't just that shoot. It was the fact that our love of photography kind of bonded us. Mm-hmm. We had shot together, like, where he would teach me things. And he kind of just became my mentor as well. And then from there, our friendship flourished. He's, like, one of my... Yeah. He's there. He may be a Leo, but he's all right. He's cool.
Man, Leo's up. Leo energy.
They're all right.
At least we're going to have a birthday. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
okay.
Snap.
Okay.
Listen, I'm very hurt. I am so hurt. My birthday's in 2 weeks, and I'm sitting here like, well, I guess I'm just going to be in my PJs. But in all honesty,
I'll be spending my birthday out, if you know what I'm saying.
But in all honesty, I'm a Taurus, and kind of that's what I want to do on my birthday. Half the time, people force me to go out and do things.
Nah, she's a lot. She likes to go do... She likes to do bougie events that include food.
I mean, you gotta do the bougie
so
events.
So don't listen to her.
I do.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna let Danielle take it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because this is her question for
you.
Yes,
actually. How do you feel that you capture Black beauty in your photos?
I would say through just capturing the rawness and the essence of who we are. I think often there's such an emphasis put on fixing, correcting, and almost kind of taking back the authenticity of who we are. So I think showcasing us in a way that is raw, that is genuine, that remains true to our essence and in our history, I think is what's most important. And one of the things that I cherish most about the process and just being able to create. So I'll continue to do those things as I'm working with people, as I'm highlighting stories, as I'm portraying narratives, that's definitely something that I'll maintain throughout. And I think it's imperative just to ensure that as a creative, you're able to bring out the best, the worst, the real, the ugly out of people. And sometimes everything isn't beautiful per se, but it's something that contributes to who a person is, and that's what makes it beautiful. And I've also been inspired to portray us in a way that challenges some of the notions that we aren't royalty, that we don't come from a place that birthed some of the most beautiful things in this world, the land of Africa. So I'm very inspired by artists, by the likes of Kehinde Wiley, Helmut Newton, Gordon Parks. And while their influence varies based on their field, there's some consistencies in what they were able to do in their crafts. And what I take from it is bringing something new and innovative and highlighting it in a way that changes, that inspires, and that motivates the next generation.
Mm-hmm. That's so amazing.
And I like how you brought up Kehinde Wiley, because I remember the first time I ever saw him was at the Wadsworth Museum in Connecticut. The Wadsworth Museum has features Black artists, which is really nice. Yes, he was the first. That was the first time I ever saw it. It was an ornate frame, and like somebody that looks just like Andrew. But he had the ornate frame and this paisley textured background, which I thought was interesting. Now, the fact that you're using very I don't say high scale fashion. Like, do you think that that's the mark that you want to put on all your photographs, or that's just one of the few things that you're going to jump into?
I would say I definitely want to remain versatile. I think some of the best artists and creatives are able to be masters of a couple of different fields. I do not totally believe in that term or phrase, I should say. A jack of all trades is a jack of none, just because I feel like today's society is so ever changing that it is imperative that you be versatile. With that being said, I do have a portrait series entitled The Black of the Berry, which is more so delving into the narrative of individuals and bringing out the individuality through them, through expression, through fashion. So that portrait series is definitely something that I want to be remembered by when it is all said and done. In addition, I do have a series entitled What's Your Story, which more so highlights fashion, and I would definitely like for that to be something that I continue. I'd like to shoot a bit more commercial type work, just because I think it's a fun field. It'd be something great to delve into, to learn from. But when it's all said and done, I would definitely want to have a couple of different fields speak to my work and what I've done.
Now, Bertram, what do you think separates you from other photographers / artists?
I think I'm able to maintain a sense of authenticity within my work. And what I mean by that is, because we have certain forms of technology at our disposal, artists are able to just create complete experiences which sometimes aren't true to the actual narrative. So for me, it's just maintaining that sense of trueness with the subjects, whether it be light editing. I don't do too much retouching because I really feel like it completely transforms what's going on. So image. When it's for clients.
Yeah, I remember you used to tell me before photographs, you want to fix as much as possible before you take
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Just because I feel like that's more where the photography work gets done. I think it's easy to put a beautiful subject in front of you and just capture them, but to actually narrate the scene, to direct the actions, to direct the energy, and to essentially pick out anything and everything that doesn't contribute is the photographer's role. So I think I'm able to take that experience, and I think I'm able to do that in a very genuine way. When people create with me, it's not that they're creating with a photographer, it's more like they're creating with a friend. And I think I'm able to create that experience subtly, where I'm not generally thinking about it during the process, but it's just something that comes innately to me. So those two things, I think, really play a role in me separating myself. And I'm just hungry. I was an athlete my whole life, so I've always been competitive. And while I study master's photographers from the likes of Albert Watson, Helmut Newton, I want my name to be in that conversation when it's all said and done.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I love that.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. Now, what would you say, out of all your beautiful photos that you've taken, what is your favorite series that you've done?
I know the answer to this
one. I'd have to.
That's not fair. I don't.
I'd probably have to go with The Black of the Berry. I think... It was a project that kind of came to me. I think sometimes with artists, quite often we're always looking for the next thing that we can create to consume our time and to eventually be shown to the public. But with The Black of the Berry, it was a series that just kind of came together on its own. I started to see ways in which I wanted my work to be seen. And then I was asking the question to myself and then essentially to the world, how can I present this? So through working with a mentor at my school who played a big role in exposing me to different types of images, and then he generally would just ask me, what are you really doing? What do you really want to be seen? So with The Black of the Berry, it is a celebration of the various nuances in our beauty, in our expression, in our culture, and I think it'll be ongoing. I'll always be creating towards that series. I was fortunate enough to have a gallery showing which was yes. I appreciate your presence. It was an amazing
rolling deep
amazing experience. I got a lot of support, and I think early on as an artist we all have our struggles and thoughts and doubts, and I think that event in itself kind of cemented my confidence in just being able to create an experience. So definitely the Black of the Berry.
Really? I thought you would have said Flesh, actually. That's what I thought would have been your favorite
It's series, emerging.
But Black of the Berry makes
Yeah,
sense.
It's emerging.
That's true.
Flesh is definitely going to be something that is, I think, a cornerstone in my career, because I feel like whenever you have one thing that is kind of recognized as an artist, people are always going to ask the question, okay, what's next? What else do you do? So with Flesh, it recognizes the beauty in our bodies and seeks to open up a dialogue about how we view, nudity and how it relates to sexuality. So Flesh is definitely something I'm putting a lot of energy towards, because when it comes to nudes, people are generally, they're on the fence or they fully support it, but I really want to navigate that in between.
No, I understand.
I completely understand. It's a vulnerability not everybody's capable of tapping into.
No.
Yeah. But I do think you make a great, you do very well at making someone feel comfortable to be captured in their purest essence. Because, like, you can't hide behind clothes.
Nope.
Clothes, you know how people, dancers, when they're dancing, they kind of hide behind choreography if they're not strong dancers? When you're a person, you're taking pictures, you're hiding behind clothes.
Yeah. And when you're in the nude, there's none of that. It's
just you.
It's all of you.
Now, what message about blackness, black beauty, black women would you want people to take away from your art?
I think overall, we have contributed to just so much in society. So just pay us what you owe. In simple terms, whether it's... through verbal attribution, I think there's so many people who just don't understand the influence that we've had. I mean, I think it's Forbes who said Kylie Jenner is the first like self-made billionaire. And while I don't really agree with that stat at all, a lot of her income has come from cosmetics, and that cosmetics is very fueled by her overall look, which. I mean, looks like our black women who are just naturally like this, but she's getting millions and billions because she has a look, and then she has a brand that supports that look. Mm-hmm. So there are so many ways in which our culture is appropriated, which, I mean, there's a thin line between cultural diffusion and then appropriation. So there's always going to be a mixture of ideals and a mixture of thoughts, but I think just knowing and appreciating the source, because if all of this comes from us, why are we still not able to walk into rooms with our heads held high? Why are we still not getting seats at these tables where they're stealing our creative thoughts and expressions? So from my work, I just want to show this is where it started, this is where it will be, and this is where it always is going to be.
Yeah, especially with the Kylie thing, I saw that as well, because I am like someone who's really into makeup, so I do follow a lot of that, and I did realize that it's like, okay, the full lips, the really, you know, curvy, accentuated curves and things like that, and they always think, oh, it's the Kylie lip, it's the Kylie lip, and it's like,
ours.
Huh, this is the same thing black girls are getting made fun of for years, for years. So yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's definitely...
I also feel like with cosmetics or the beauty industry, I think one thing that's always forgotten is that it's highly fueled by women of color.
Yes.
Like, that's why, you know, once natural hair became a movement, of course, people monopolize. Yep. They follow the trend. Yeah. And that's where our money goes. Yep. Like, black women definitely cater. Yeah, it could be a historical thing, but they cater to how the world views them.
Sure.
It's very important. I know some women, they will carry themselves one way to avoid being viewed that way, where they will go the ladder and carry themselves one way to just get a different perception. Different hairstyle, different woman kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I can completely understand that. Now, what do you hope to achieve with your work in the next 5 years?
I think primarily exposing... other people to what I do. When I was in,
when you say other,
other people, I have a target audience that generally is the Black community, because in some ways it's a call to action for us to celebrate ourselves. But I want to continue to expand and tap into other environments. When I was in Kente Gallery, which is where I had the Black of the Berry show, and there was a day where these tourists came and they didn't speak much English, but they looked around and I could tell they appreciated it. And I think it's important for me to be able to get the work out to other communities. So really just looking to showcase on a higher scale, and then to establish myself a bit more commercially, because I think the only way to change things is from the inside. So being able to get into these rooms where things are being created, things are shot, and really speaking my mind and being an emblem for the culture in a sense. Because I think if those things take place more, you wouldn't be having these scandals with H&M where there's a subject being shot and they don't look groomed. Because there just may not be people in that room who take pride in what's being shown. And I think any opportunity to highlight our culture is something I'd be prideful in. So within the next 5 years, I want to cement myself commercially. I want to continue to showcase, and I want to continue to connect with people. I think this coronavirus epidemic, or pandemic, I should say, has really brought to my eye how intricate it is and how imperative it is to just connect, because we can continue to create, but if we're not able to facilitate these thoughts and ideas with others, and if we're not getting inspired, then what truly is the point of creating?
He just keeps dropping dimes every time. I'm like, damn, I get so taken in by your voice. I feel like I'm being soothed, exactly. Talking to my inner thoughts. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, he's like rocking me to sleep. Like, listen, Black is beautiful. there, snap, sweetie. Snap.
Come on. Yeah. All right, but how would you, in your own words, define Black beauty?
I think it's an inclusive experience. It's omniscient in a sense, because we span across the world. I mean, everyone has come from the African diaspora. So when people tell someone that they're beautiful, and generally the question after is like, "Oh, where are you from?"
What are you mixed with?
Yep, I was gonna get to that. They're from the motherland. So I think while I do have a focus on who I celebrate, we all truly come from that experience. So black beauty is resilient. Black beauty is effortless. And sometimes black beauty is pain. Beyonce had this song entitled Pretty Hurts, and I think I think it really spoke to...
She gotta put a plug.
It spoke to the burden that we have, because while black women specifically are very beautiful and should be viewed as queens, often it's taken advantage of, and then often they're not able to be their full and authentic selves because they're compared to others. I think there's a lot of pain in it, and that should also be shown too.
Now, we discussed how you perceive black beauty for others. Mm-hmm. But what was the first time you recognized that your black was beautiful?
I would probably say when I first went away to college. I went to school in Philly, and I think I started to kind of tap into how I wanted to show myself to the world. When I was younger, I grew up in Harlem, in the city, so I kind of just followed a lot of the trends that were already in place. When I went to school in Philly, I started to kind of step out and do my own thing. And of course, I would get kind of asked occasionally, "Oh, what are you doing?" And then they'd ask, "Oh, are you gay?" And it really just, it'd be, this is my style, this is what I'm celebrating, this is what I'm doing. So I think I really recognize the parts of myself that was beautiful, and I wasn't afraid to show myself in a way which didn't go with contemporary society at times.
And now I'm going to ask you a question that you deem to always have a great answer to. Mm-hmm. And you ask the world, What's your story?
Okay, start it up. Drum roll. Bah, 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 bah. I think my story is far from over, I'll say. As a creative, I think sometimes when we have little successes, we can get complacent. And I think my story is just hunger. I'm always looking for the next project I can do to highlight an experience, to narrate a story. I think my story is resilience. I've come from a lot of doubt. I was an athlete my whole life, but I was at times my own worst enemy. So while I do feel like I've made strides in my career, there's always the occasional thought of, what are you doing? Do you belong here? Is this where you should be? So my story is a commemoration to those out there who are taking their time and pursuing their passions, because it's far harder, in my opinion, to go out on a limb and to trust yourself and to create a lane for yourself as a creative and entrepreneur than it is to go into the world and in a sense go through with just the standard kind of actions of life. So while I respect both, and I would never degrade anyone or defame anyone for working, I guess, the 9-to-5, quote to quote, I think my story is really going to be, you can come from a traditional family and you can pursue your own career and you can be successful. It's still loading, but hoping that someday I'll be able to be an inspiration to the next generation to do so.
That's beautiful.
Can we clap for you? Let's be dramatic. Ready?
Okay, I'm clapping.
Well, we have loved to hear your tale on Black Beauty. We typically like to do something where we ask a question to whoever has listened in. And the question of the day was going to be, why is your blackness beautiful? But I think we're going to do something a little different and have you pose them a question.
Okay.
What do you think people should... What's your question to a person listening or learning about the definition of Black beauty? What would your question be?
I think my question would definitely have to be, how do you celebrate yourself? There's so many ways in which we can express and we can take honor of who we are. So I think it definitely depends on the person, because we always have different experiences. But I think intrinsically we should always be our biggest supporters, our biggest fans. And even with the emergence of social media, where we at times crave affirmations from others, how do you celebrate yourself? How do you tell yourself that you're beautiful, that you're worthy, that you're deserving? Because those are things that we all need. Self-care, mental health play a very big role in just productivity. So as a creative, I think it is very key to have a strong self-image. So I would definitely pose them, how do you celebrate yourself and how do you view your beauty?
Well, you heard the man,
right?
That's your question of the day.
Now I'm thinking about it.
All right, I'm about to rack my brain for it.
I know.
However,
yes,
if you would like to connect with this young gentleman, not only does he have a lovely Instagram, Knight Bertram Photography. Well, not the photography, just Knight Bertram. But he also has a lovely website where that's the best of the best, and it's just going to keep getting better.
Yes.
So all of his contact information is going to be in the description, so please check him out.
Yes.
And to answer the question, I'm sure he'd love to hear your response as well. Yes. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at T with double D. And listen to us next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Guys.
Yes, we loved having
him. T with double D times so much, B. Thank you.
Yay!
Hold on, Bertram. We gotta give him a little song. Ready? It's time for you to spit your rhyme. Ready?
Oh, give a little bar to the fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, I want to hear your rap to "Pretty Hurts."
Oh, I need an instrumental though. What's up? I gotta hear an instrumental.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Load it up. Load it up, and I'ma tear it up.
Okay. Let's see if I can. Pretty Hurts.
Instrumental.
No, karaoke.
Okay.
All right, let me check my mic. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay.
Turn my bass up, okay? I mean, this goes out to the people out there looking in the mirror and they don't know what they see. They don't know what to believe. Check it. Okay. T with double D. Hey. T with double D.
Hey.
Y'all man B. Said it's T with double D. T with double D. Check it. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself who you are. Baby girl, you are a star. A star by far. We a king, we a queen. Living the dream.
Hey.
Black is beautiful.
Yeah.
Black is pristine. Hey. T with double D. Mixing. Mixing the B. T with double D.
Double D.
Hey. Mixing. Mixing a B. Take it off now, D. Take it off now, D.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Trying to fix something, but you can't see what you can't see. It's a soul that needs a surgery.
All right, so we can
so good. That was so cute. So
little preview, little something.
Big
I hate the beat
week.
Up.
Yes.
Come on.
Well, guys, that was the lovely Bertram Knight.
Yes, thank you so much.
He was a pleasure. We might have him back again talking about something else.
Definitely.
And everybody, listen to us next time.
Yes.